Back in the US, there's outrage from Republicans and Democrats about the way Donald Trump handled this meeting. A former CIA director has accused Mr. Trump of being in Mr. Putin's pocket, while one top Republican has labelled the president's performance disgraceful. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports.
It didn't take long after Presidents Trump and Putin walked off stage in Helsinki for a tide of bipartisan disappointment to start flowing back in Washington. Republican Senator John McCain has called it one of the most disgraceful performances in memory by a US president. Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker, says Mr. Trump's comments on election meddling made the US look like a pushover.
I just felt like the president should have been more forceful in talking about those grievances. Again, Putin only understands strength, and I did not think this was a good moment for our country.
Former CIA Director John Brennan says Mr. Trump's press conference was nothing short of treasonous and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says there's no question Russia interfered in the US 2016 election and says Mr. Trump must appreciate that Russia's not an ally. Senator Corker says Mr. Trump's putting himself before the interests of the country.
Sometimes the president cares more about how a leader treats him personally than forcefully getting out there and pushing against things that we know have harmed our nation. And I thought that's what we all experienced today.
The most senior Democrat in the Senate, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, agrees, calling the president's actions dangerous, thoughtless, and weak.
A single ominous question now hangs over the White House. What could possibly cause President Trump to put the interests of Russia over those of the United States? Millions of Americans will continue to wonder if the only possible explanation for this dangerous behavior is the possibility that President Putin holds damaging information over President Trump.
He's calling on Republicans in Congress to act where the president won't, starting by imposing tougher sanctions on Russia.
If we wait much longer, our global alliances will fracture, the institutions that America created in the wake of World War II will crumble, our allies will consider abandoning us, possibly for China and others, and Putin's Russia will emerge stronger for it. That's what he wants. And that's what President Trump inexplicably is helping him do.
Pressure is mounting on members of Congress to act amid warnings Russia's already planning to interfere in the US midterm elections in November. This is Stephanie March in Washington, reporting for AM.
Today's developments in Helsinki come exactly 4 years after the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over Ukraine. 38 Australians died. Paul Gard lost his parents and, like the Australian government, he wants answers from Russia.
Unfortunately, both Trump and Putin have no respect for basic truth. And I think that's what we're facing here. It's a war on truth. And both the American and Russian governments, or at least the American president, have been taking their countries down this road where they have very little respect for basic truth, as well as, in the case of Russia at least, basic human rights and the integrity of other sovereign nations.